This wonderful opportunity to welcome this young man and his family to Houston and to the Texans organization, and to introduce you to our newest member of our Texans family. We're excited about this. We talked last night in the press conference about how we felt obviously convicted and excited to move up in the first round and to select Deshaun and what we think he can add to our football team as a man, as a football player, and a new member to our community. So we're excited about it. Welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate
and
that.
I'll just turn it over to Deshaun and have Deshaun. Some comments, and then we'll have questions.
Deshaun, Chad Morris said he rode with you to the red carpet, and you told him you wanted to come here real bad, and he said he told you, I think they'll trade up to get you. What was it that you saw here and you learned that made you want to come here so bad?
Just starting with the visit. Once I got here, the players just kind of brought me in, sit down and eat lunch with all the guys and kind of building that relationship. It felt like I was already on the team, and I felt comfortable with the situation. I had a great visit with Coach O'Brien, and everything just fitted right.
Deshaun, not to get too serious right up front, but they showed the video where you read the letter that your mom had written to you, and obviously she's played such a huge role in your life and your family has. Can you discuss this relationship you have with your mom and how important this bond has been throughout your entire life?
Yeah, my mom, she's my rock. She's the one that raised me. Single parent mom with four kids and the struggles that we went through, it was tough. But my whole family plays a big part of my support cast, and it's just been awesome to have them in my life.
Sean, in terms of transitioning, you were a starter as a true freshman in high school, and your high school coach was saying how quickly you learned to audible and pick up things. Just your thoughts on kind of how you see the game of football and being a real aficionado of film study.
I think film study is the big key of being a great quarterback. It starts with preparation. And being able to handle that and be able to be detailed with your work is key. And, I still have a lot to learn. I'm going to be a sponge when I get here and go to work.
Dabo Swinney was saying that when you were a freshman, he put you in against Georgia, and they were running kind of a complicated blitz. You threw a touchdown pass over the middle. Do you remember that play and kind of what it took to understand that blitz that fast and kind of pick that thing up?
Actually, I do. That was my first career touchdown at that level. And, really starting with, I wasn't a starter. So Cole Stout, tagging up with him and helping. He was the guy that helped me out throughout the week. And we prepared for that blitz. And once I saw it, I checked the play and I knew where I was going and I made the throw.
Lastly, just how ready do you feel as a rookie with what you did at Clemson, the offense that you ran and things that you understand already?
I know it's going to be a challenge, which is what I'm up for. But also, I have a lot to learn, so I'm just anxious to get here and get to work and learn from Brandon Whedon and Tom Savage, two guys that I'm a huge fan of, who I watched while they were in college. So it's going to be a fun ride.
What have the last 12 or so hours been like you, from hearing your name called to getting here this morning to being here now? Just kind of the range of emotions you've gone through.
My emotions have just been sky high ever since I got the call. Tears didn't come out, coming out my eyes. It's just surreal to think that, I'm officially a national football player. So just to be able to be on this stage and be here with these guys and with this great organization is special.
As much as you may feel like you're ready to play week one if you have to, given your experience in college and what you're able to do in college, if for whatever reason the plan becomes that maybe wait, take some time and develop, is that a plan that you would embrace? How would you feel about taking some time to get caught up to speed with the pro game before taking it and running with it?
I think that's the best way. Learn from the veteran guys, play whatever role I have. But my main focus is getting here, learning about the city, learning about this organization, learning the system, and just being the best teammate I can be, whatever role that is, and just enjoying that.
Texans wanted to make sure they got Michael Jordan. How was that for you when you heard the quote, and how did you deal with the pressure that came with that all over the country?
It caught me off guard, actually, when Coach Smitty came out. I was actually training in California, and after I got done working out, I seen the quotes, and I just kind of smiled because I knew it was Coach Smitty. and that's how Smitty is. But, I understand I'm not Michael Jordan, and I guess he sees greatness in me. And hopefully, you know, in 10 to 15 years, people can talk about, you know, my name like they do Michael Jordan.
Deshaun, can you talk about, over here, they talk a lot about obviously what you can do on the field, but everyone talks about you, what you as a person off the field, your character and your leadership, how important that is to you when you hear that from guys like the guy sitting next to you?
I think it's very big, you know, and it comes from my mother. She made sure that I was the right person off the field. I was a man. I was taking care of my responsibilities, being disciplined, and just being the great guy that I am. And the way I treat people is the way they're going to treat me. So I have to care of myself the right way.
Deshaun, I know you've spoken about it a couple times with the media, but could you go back? Cause I don't think locally, you know, we've really heard the story. Just how important the house was that was donated to you guys from work done. And then, you know, I know you with the 815, just how that has always fueled your fire as you've grown as a player and as a man.
Right. Just, you know, the 815 is the neighborhood that we first were living at, 815 Harrison Square, and just kind of like a recycling bin. No one really making it out. And then I was blessed. You know, my family was blessed with the Habitat home. And Ward Dunn was the professional player that came in and presented the house to us. And just being able to see that and looking up to someone like that, it just fueled the fire and wanted me to do some great things too. So it's, you know, my responsibility to give back just like he did to me.
Deshaun and Bill, you seem to be beaming the fact that Deshaun's there. There's been a lot of smiles coming from you, especially on the recall.
Is that shocking to you, Alex?
A little bit.
You're beaming. I do too. Smile every once in a while, Alex. But holy smokes.
A lot's been made of the meeting between the two of you when he came and visited and like how that influenced this decision and the fact that this was a guy. Can you kind of talk about that? And Deshaun, what was that meeting like for you in terms of solidifying that Houston's where you really wanted to be?
It was actually the whole offensive staff that met with Deshaun when he came, which I don't think's easy, you know, for a young man to come in, you know, obviously a bona fide draft prospect, you know, guy to come in here and have to stand up in front of, you know, there were nine guys in the room, you know, offensive line coach, receiver coach, quarterback coach, head coach. And one of the things that impressed us the most was his ability to retain information with poise. You know, we do several different things with our conversation with quarterbacks, and he handled all of it really well, and that impressed us. So, you know, I'll leave the rest of it to him. But you know, he's a bright guy. He's a guy that's really looking forward to getting here and learning, like he's been saying, and we're looking forward to coaching him.
Deshaun, you might want to get a picture of your coach smiling, because you do know he's got a reputation of being tough on quarterbacks. I'm sure that DeAndre has broached that subject with you.
Well, DeAndre haven't said anything about it, but I'm fine with that. I love to be coached hard, and it comes with the relationship that we're going to build and the trust that we're going to have.
You were around Heisman Trophy winners. We were together with the Davey O'Brien when Roger Staubach came over and said, "You got a great future in front of you." That was before the national championship of last year. What has that meant, being around all these men who have achieved so much, knowing that the torch is now passed to you?
It means a lot. It motivates me to do the same thing and follow their footsteps. And if I see that and see greatness in them, I feel like I can do the same. And if I have their support, it's going to, you know, help me achieve those goals also.
Sean, what do you love about the game of football? What are some of the ways maybe you see the game differently, the way you read defenses and just kind of think about the game?
I just love the game of football. It brings so much to me as a person, as a man. And just, you know, football is fun. You know, it helped me get to this point right now. And I just love the challenges it brings, the adversity, the struggles. And just the teammates and the teamwork and the work ethic you have to put in each and every week to be able to be successful, especially at this level.
This question is more for Coach and Rick. When you – a lot of the college offenses get lumped together as just the same spread format. Right. What did you learn from Deshaun Watson and how much was put on his plate in that Clemson offense, and – what you took away from, even after Chad Morris left, how he still ran that at such a high level?
Yeah, no, we studied, you know, obviously every game that he played. there were several things that were put on his plate in his career. I mean, he can probably answer that better than me. Just you know, I can tell you just from watching film, he had to do several things, whether it was signaling a formation to wide receivers or changing a protection at the line of scrimmage or going from one play to the next. I mean, he did several things, and he did it, like I said last night, with poise and clutch moments. You know, that's what stood out to me. Was every play perfect? No, I'm sure he would tell you, he'd be the first to tell you that he'd love to have certain plays here and there back. But overall, he executed at a very high level, and we had a lot of fun watching him.
Deshaun, you've obviously played at a very high level, national championship games. You're confident, but how have you learned to balance being confident and cocky as an athlete with still being humble and not getting too big of a head?
I say I respect the game, and I respect people that came before me, and I respect the players that's on the field with me, and it's just the way I carry myself with confidence, my persona, my personality. I'm quiet and down to earth, and like I said before, I just respect others and respect the game.
Deshaun, yesterday you spoke about so highly of your mom, and she has been a big influence in your life. And I know you mentioned that her birthday is coming up on Saturday. Do you have any special plans? Are you going to celebrate here in Houston, kind of show her the city?
We'll be here all day today. I think we're heading back out tomorrow morning. And of course, tomorrow is her birthday. So I have a surprise for her when we get home.
Deshaun, everybody talks about what a cool customer you are and everything. Where do you get your confidence from? Is it something you've had as an athlete since you were a kid or something you developed in high school and college?
I think probably coming with the situation I was raised in as a kid, just handling everything and my mom, of course, making sure that we knew right from wrong and how to handle different situations. And then just my experiences throughout, middle school, high school, and college. And now that kind of built me up to this point now.
Have you talked to DeAndre Hopkins since you've been drafted? And if so, what's he told you?
I talked to him last night, and he just said congratulations and welcome to Houston, and just go to work.
Deshaun, I know you said you want to be a sponge, you want to learn this offense, and the NFL is a very different game. But what about your game, your skill set, if people that haven't seen you here in Houston, do you think fits in well at this level with this team?
Just my poise, my confidence, being able to handle different situations, and just being able to use my skill set to win games. I think that's the biggest way. I feel like every quarterback is different, but the one thing that's very similar is winning games or losing games. So the biggest key is winning games.
On Sundays last year, when you watched NFL games, were you sitting there and kind of projecting yourself, saying that next year or the year after, I'm going to be the man?
As far as being the man, not really sure about that. But as far as playing and hearing my name called or being a professional athlete, that was a thought.
Still a slap in the face as far as Trubisky going ahead of you, or is that history?
That's history. My main focus is being the best Houston Texan I can be and getting here and going to work.
What are your goals for your rookie season? What would you like to accomplish this year?
Just depends on the situation and the role I have to play. I'm just going to play it well and go to work, and whenever my opportunity comes, I'm going to take full advantage of it.
Deshaun, I think Dabo said that he had you to camp when you were in ninth grade, and he knew then that you were there. What do you remember about that camp? What were you thinking as you walked in there as a ninth grader into Clemson?
As a ninth grader walking into Clemson, it was actually my first visit, so I was eyes wide open, surprised on all the great talent that was around me, all the big buildings and the big stadium. But I just went in there as a young kid, just went in there and played football and try to learn as much as I can. And I guess the next week I got that offer, and I knew that was the perfect spot for me.
You mentioned Ned Hopkins. You had touched base with him. What other players have reached out to you since you were drafted?
Tom Savage was actually the first guy that shot me a text afterwards and said congratulations and welcome to Houston, and let's go to work. He was excited for me to be able to join the QB room. I got a tweet from J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, D.J. Reader, and it was a few other guys that kind of reached out to me. So it was
those three guys are being nice to you right now. When training camp rolls around, might be a different story.
Bill, you were able to work with Tom for the last 3 years and develop him. You know, you guys drafted him at 14, but Deshaun is a little different than he's a first-round pick. Just from a coaching perspective, how excited are you to be able to work with a guy from day one who was a first-round pick that you know, if this works out, could lead to something very special?
Yeah, here's what I'll say to that, Brian. The last couple weeks since our off-season program started, I've had a lot of fun. You know, I think we've got a great group of guys here. And, you know, I think we have about 62 guys that are participating in the off-season program, and they've shown up to go to work every day. And we've had a lot of productive sessions, and now we're adding, at this point, you know, after the first round, we're adding another great guy to the mix. And, you know, we have a quarterback room now with good people in there and really good workers, guys that, you know, are going to come in at different stages of their careers but really work hard to perfect what we're trying to do at that position. And you know, again, that's one thing that stood out to me about Deshaun was his ability to retain information and be able to teach it back to us and have communication about it. And, you know, we're looking forward to working with him.
This question would be for both Rick and Bill, from a scouting perspective, from a coaching perspective. There seem to be concerns about Deshaun's velocity and at times decision making. Can you draw upon specific examples of players who came into the NFL and maybe weren't finished products to that end, but over time with coaching, with hard work, were able to develop those traits in time?
I guess I'll start from a scouting perspective. I think part of the evaluation process does involve and include measurements and numbers and all those kinds of matrix and things that we measure. But I went to the national championship game, and I watched this guy play against a pretty good defense. And I saw him make all the throws necessary with all the velocity at the specific times that he needed to put on the ball. So I think he's got enough athleticism to play quarterback in this league, and we feel pretty good about that.
We're gonna take two more. Deshaun, you looked up to Warrick Dunn for what he did for your family. Is it kind of surreal now knowing that he was the 12th pick then and you're the 12th pick now, how it all comes full circle and what that means to you now?
It is pretty cool. Actually, my PR guy from Clemson University had texted me that and sent me the picture of me and him. So it was kind of surprising and kind of weird how that worked out. But, you know, hopefully I can have a career like he did.
Deshaun, when a lot of people talk about the traits to your game, a lot of people don't mention the toughness, but I believe it was your freshman year when you got the Clemson, the South Carolina game. Can you take us through that? Because if I remember correctly, you played through a torn ACL. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I tore my ACL. I actually came back from a hand injury. Came back against Georgia Tech, tore my ACL, skipped the week, and instead of having surgery, I told Coach Sweeney, hey, first off, I made a promise to him. As long as I'm the quarterback here, I'm not losing to South Carolina. So then they were 0-5 when Kalani was there. I was like, yeah, I can't allow that. So my opportunity came up, and I told him, hey, I'll get the surgery the week after. I'm a play. And he said, if you can produce and perform throughout the week, then I'll let you play. And he let me do it, and we ended up flipping the streak around.
I don't know if I can properly provide the right context for what it takes to play with a torn ACL, but that's a pretty special deal right there.